From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Syrian activists reported deadly pro-government airstrikes Wednesday in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta, which this week has seen its deadliest string of daily violence in years. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the strikes have killed at least 250 people since late Sunday. The last time so many people were killed in such a short amount of time happened in 2013 during a chemical attack on the area. The surge in violence comes as Syrian forces work to retake control from opposition fighters after laying siege to eastern Ghouta for more than 4 years. Vice President Mike Pence's office says North Korea canceled a meeting at the Winter Olympic Games at the last minute. Ryan Brooks has that story.
It would have been the first scheduled encounter between top-level Trump White House officials and Pyongyang. However, in the days before, Pence condemned North Korean human rights abuses and announced plans for new sanctions. U.S. officials said in a statement that after that, North Korea either nixed the planned talks or, quote, perhaps they were never sincere about sitting down. North Korea has held off from carrying out any weapons tests since November, when it shot off its largest intercontinental ballistic missile yet.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Following the shooting at a Florida high school February 14th that killed 17 people, students are planning a March 24th rally in Washington and other major cities called the March for Our Lives. Actor George Clooney and his wife, Amal, a human rights attorney, said they are donating $500,000 to help pay for it, and media mogul Oprah Winfrey said she would match that contribution. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has directed the Justice Department to propose new gun regulations to curb the use of rapid-fire devices that allow semi-automatic rifles to mimic the firing speed of fully automatic firearms. Zleta Sahok has the details.
The president said school safety is a top priority for his administration and promised measures that will ensure it.
We must move past clichés and tired debates and focus on evidence-based solutions and security measures that actually work.
The White House said Trump will be meeting with students, parents, teachers, law enforcement officials, and state governors in the coming days to hear their opinions on how to ensure safety at schools. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that a convoy of pro-Syrian government forces entering Syria's northwestern Afrin region turned back after Turkish artillery fire. Erdogan said he had previously reached an agreement on the issue with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He also said that sometimes terror organizations take wrong steps with the decisions they make. Erdogan said it was not possible for the organizations for Turkey to allow this, and that the organizations will pay a heavy price. Ankara's month-old offensive is aimed at driving out the Kurdish YPG militia, which it sees as a big security threat on its border. The Philippines says President Rodrigo Duterte is not an autocrat and is taking seriously a report by the U.S. intelligence community that names the leader among the threats to democracy in Southeast Asia. Purnell Murdoch has more.
The report, produced by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, places Duterte alongside Cambodia's Hun Sen, the Rohingya crisis, and Thailand's military-backed constitution as impediments to democracy. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte adheres to the rule of law and remains loyal to the constitution. More than 4,000 people have been killed in Duterte's signature war on drugs. International Criminal Court prosecutors have opened a preliminary examination into Duterte's anti-drugs campaign. Purnell Murdoch, VOA News.
The Vatican and Beijing are said to be soon to be inking a framework agreement on the appointment of bishops in China. The deal, some worry, would mean a normalized relationship on the top, which fails to address grassroots followers suffering of political indoctrination. Norway has defeated defending champion the Netherlands with an Olympic record speed skating race that will face South Korea in the finals of the men's team pursuit at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.